Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wrestling Tonight. This is Dr. John Stamey. I am so glad that we're here tonight. We've got a great cast, we've got great guests, and we got a lot of fun. And you know what? That's all wrestling is about, is fun. So first of all, I want to turn everything over to Chaz Moretti, who's going to introduce our guests and everything. So, Chaz, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. You know, everything is going along perfectly, and God, things are starting to get real exciting, and I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm just going to say that I couldn't be happier right now than I am at the current moment. So let's get right to it. Let's introduce our panelists tonight. We have with us the amazing Velvet. How are you tonight, sir?
I am doing well. How are you, Chaz?
Oh, I can't complain. Thanks for coming on board again.
Did you clean
We also have
yet?
The professor of professional wrestling, Steve Logan. Steve, how are you?
Good. Just looking forward to learning more about tonight's guests.
Awesome. And Dr. John, am I not mistaken, do we have the one and only Malcolm Wildman with us tonight?
Well, I certainly hope we do. Malcolm, how are you doing tonight? Well,
wow, you heard it here first. Malcolm's at a loss for words.
Man, that was a mouthful.
Maybe we don't. So he'll probably be back with us in just a moment. So anyway,
not
all
a problem.
All is well.
Is Granny joining us? Granny's not joined us yet, but she probably will.
Granny
all right,
is not
and then
with
without.
Us yet.
Okay, no problem. And then without further ado, I want to introduce the godfather of professional wrestling, the visionary behind the North American Wrestling Alliance, Mr. Tony Capone. Tony, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Chaz. You know, Dr. John Velvet, thanks, guys. I appreciate the support you guys have been giving us. And, you know, another groundbreaking week behind the scenes of the NWA. And, you know, let's just get right down to it. You know, as has been announced, you know, Jingle Brawl December 19th at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida. It will be on Fight platform, pay-per-view. And I'm excited. We have a lot of guys from East Coast, Midwest, down south, Texas area coming to us. And it's going to be a powerhouse show. And this past couple of days, and it was debuted yesterday, that for the month of November, beginning today until November 30th, we are discounting pre-sales at $9.99 for this, you know, over four-hour live event. And that's groundbreaking for Fight also. Just they've never had that quote-unquote like this kind of a pre-sale type setup, and they're really excited. And I'm looking, and I want to personally thank Fight for everything they're doing to support the NWA behind the scenes, and you know, really treating us not just like an independent company, but just really, you know, believing in the product that we've had in the past and the product that we're about to put out there. And you know, thumbs up to the management of Fight. You know, Chaz, that's like really. You know, it's incredible how they're really coming on board and stepping up to the plate. And it was also debuted and came out, I think it was officially yesterday, where as of January 7, 2021, we're going to be live every Thursday night on Fight, and it's going to be called Thursday Night Fight. The logo just came out this past couple of days, and there's been tremendous response behind the scenes, you know, throughout the United States and literally around the world. And it's humbling. There's been a lot of work behind the scenes to get this point, and it's not just me. It's the whole organization. It's all the guys that are involved and the females involved and the talent just really, you know, coming together and believing in the NAWA, but, you know, Tony Capone and his vision of over 30 years plus. You know, I mean, Chaz, it's very humbling. And, you know, I'd like to thank the whole panel for really, you know, embracing the NAWA and, you know, supporting us. You know, it really is humbling, Chaz.
Oh, Tony, you know, my timeline, my phone, my messages have all been blowing up with interest from everybody you can think of about the NAWA. And like you said, it becomes overwhelming and very humbling, but in a good way. You know, I don't even know, Chaz,
like where to continue. There's so much happening behind the scenes. I mean, I'll just continue with Jingle Brawl for a second. As you were aware, earlier this week, Hannibal TV and Great North Wrestling from Canada signed an alliance with the NAWA, and there's going to be a sanctioned match between Great North Wrestling and the NAWA, and it's going to be the Blunt Hunter with Kevin Sullivan. And I just found out a couple hours ago that, you know, three-time Canadian champion and current Canadian champion Jeremy Prophet is coming into the United States, literally an international match, and I'm excited for it. And, you know, props up to Hannibal and Hannibal TV for really embracing us as a, you know, American company and looking to bring us to an international platform. And this is going to be one of many, you know, with Hannibal. I mean, it's humbling. It really, really is humbling to be at this position right now. And for people around the world that, you know, really didn't know Tony Capone or, you know, the North American Wrestling Alliance, but, you know, researched our history and, like, you know, this is the real deal. This is not a joke. And I told you, Chaz, from day one, we're not an independent. You know, we never were. We threw some of the best, quote-unquote, independent shows in the industry, you know, iconic shows, you know, that people still talk about today, you know. And we are working on more YouTube stuff coming out. We're being very cautious and just taking our time. And as it was announced also the other day, one of the main events right now is going to be called the Hercules Cup. And it's basically I have invited the complete family, Ray's family, and they've all accepted. And they'll be there not just at ringside, but they'll be in the ring for the tribute, if you want to say. And we have a lot of behind-the-scenes videos that, you know, Herc did back in days with us. And, you know, I always said, you know, Herc was the first WWF superstar that believed in Tony Capone and the NAWA, you know, out of many. And there's not a day that goes by that Ray doesn't pop into my mind. And, you know, just when I always feel down or out, I mean, he was the guy that really, you know, picked me up. So for about over 2 years, you know, just his daily and weekly calls were, like, really inspiring. And this is a way to just pay tribute to him. And it's going to be a tremendous match. It's basically going to be a right now we're setting up as a 15-man battle royal over the top with a final 2-4 pinfall. And it's going to be almost like a, if you want to say, like a Royal Rumble, where one, you know, numbers will be picked in the beginning and one person is going to be coming out every couple of minutes till that thing is done. And it's going to be powerful. It really is, you know. And John, I need a break here for a second. So if you want to take over, because this is really emotional.
Absolutely.
Like how this is coming together.
No problem.
You know?
Yeah, no problem. I mean, here, you know, Hercules Hernandez was a true legend in our sport. And I think to pay him a tribute for everything that he's done and all the support that he's given the NAWA is just tremendous. And, you know, the one thing we've always talked about with the NAWA is that we are old school wrestling with a new school vibe. So we're not only showcasing established superstars, so to speak, or people who have risen to the higher levels of our sport, but we're also showcasing those up-and-comers that have been around the business for quite some time but have never quite gotten to the level that they have been striving for. And our three guests tonight embody that idea. And I want to take this opportunity to introduce all of our listeners and all of our fans to the House of Pain, who has got to be one of the most dominant tag teams in the game right now, and to a gentleman who really doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway, Showtime Marcel Williams. All three of these men are signed to the NAWA. They're signed to Jingle Brawl. They're going to be in Florida on December 19th, and they are going to make a tremendous impact. So without further ado, we're going to start off our interviews with Mr. Williams, and I'm going to turn things over to the amazing Velvet. Velvet, will you please do us the honor of introducing our first guest?
Yes, our first guest tonight is none other than Showtime Marcel Williams. He has been around the block, they say, a time or two. So how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So let me ask you this. For our listeners and the people on the panel tonight, how did you get your start in this crazy business of professional wrestling? How'd that come about?
It started in 2006. I was looking for a wrestling school, which was in Connecticut. It was in Bridgeport. was Roma, Paul Roma's first school, which was a pro wrestling institute. So it was funny, the first day I went there, you know, they teach you the first bumps and everything. And I watched Tough Enough when I was in high school, so I was like, okay, I know how to do this, whatever. And they say that first bump that you take is, it makes a decision, that big decision, whether you want to do this or not. So I did the bump, and I'm like, okay, I could do this. You know, so ever since then, and then he tried to test us at the end of the class. He's like, oh, well, you know, we're going to do the dreaded Hindu squats. So he had us do like 100 Hindu squats. And then he's like, do you really want to do this? And I said, yeah, I really want to do this. So I paid my fee for tuition, and then it all started from there. You know, it started in 2007, had my first match, and then it's been a long road from there. So that's how it all started.
That's awesome. Well, who in wrestling inspired you to become a professional wrestler, if there is such a person?
At first, you know, my grandfather introduced me into wrestling and watching it, and the only person that caught my eye at the time as a kid was, obviously, you're a lot of it, is Hulk Hogan. So once you see Hulk Hogan, it was like, oh, like, this guy, you know, tall guy, blonde, and he has a shirt, his level. And, you know, you get older and you start loving the sport more, then you start, like, examining the matches, start examining the workers. So then you start, your love from Hogan, you just leave off from there, and then you start loving, like, Bret Hart, or you start loving, like, Shawn Michaels, because of the work ethic. So what inspired me most was Bret Hart, because I was a big Bret Hart fan, and the storytelling that he put out there for every match, whether from the beginning to the end, he was invested. So I was really intrigued by getting into the sport by watching him. And then, you know, after I got into the sport, I started, like, watching more people, which was Shawn Michaels, and then, you know, Ricky Steamboat and Macho Man, you know, the workers, the storytellers.
Awesome. So if somebody has not seen Showtime, what would a new fan expect from seeing from Marcell Williams if they came to this event on December 19th down in Florida? What would they get? What would that fan get from you? What would they walk away from if they saw you wrestle?
They'll walk away saying that, damn, you know, Showtime is off the chain, you know? That's why I call myself Showtime. So when I step in the ring, it's just, you know, that you paid your money worth to get what my performance is all about, you know? So I've been doing that since 07, never stopped. So December 19th, this is a big opportunity not only for me, you know, when we talk to HOP later on, it's for them too. We're looking to get more eyes on not only the product, but on us. And our time is, you know, now it's for December 19th is our time. So after December 19th, everybody going to know Showtime Marcell Williams.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Who would you like? I don't know who all. Everybody's on the card. It keeps changing. It's getting bigger and bigger as it goes on. So
yeah.
I couldn't really ask you who you'd be working. So let me ask you this: if you had anybody to pick in the business today to work, who would you love to work?
Anybody in any promotion?
Anybody, live or dead, any promotion. I'm trying to understand what brings you to the table.
If I would pick one performer to work against, I would love to work like Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels is the perfect guy I would like to work. But current day, AJ Styles. I've seen the performers on the card recently. I would love to work Grand Gale.
Two performers I would like to, you know, work.
Awesome, awesome. You know, have you done any tag team work, or are you primarily a singles worker?
I did a few tag team work along the way. I did it with one of my friends, Andy Bivens, a long time ago, and then I teamed recently with HOP and a six-man tag. So I've worked tag team as well. So I loved watching tag team wrestling. Tag team wrestling with, you know, Tully and Hart, Old Warriors, even to Hart Foundation to the Rockers. So tag team wrestling is really interesting to me as well.
So you're versatile and you can do anything. That's awesome.
Can do anything. Singles tag.
Yeah. Awesome. You know what, Chaz? You think you got anything else to ask Mr. Marcel Williams?
I might.
Chaz disappear? Okay. Well,
sorry, you might be on a coffee break, but you
know. No. I'm sorry about that. I hit the. No, I'm all good. I think the world's about to see on December 19th. You know, Velvet, you're gonna get on my nerves tonight. Just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah,
anyway, as I was saying, I think the world is going to see on December 19th what Showtime is all about. I mean, there's a certain intangible quality that Mr. Williams possesses, and anybody that would check out his matches on YouTube and check out the work that he's done already is going to be in for a real treat. At this time, I'd like to open it up to the panel for questions. Dr. John, you have any questions for Marcel?
Well, I don't really have any because he answered really a lot of things that I wanted to know. I'm gonna poke at Steve Logan. And Steve, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I was really enjoying some of the answers, especially the last question mentioning AJ and Gangrel. But you said you trained in Connecticut, and I believe, did you train with Paradise Alley?
It was a Paradise Alley in the beginning, but yeah, currently I train at Paradise Alley.
Okay. How was that in compared to the other places you may have trained?
It was basically the same because Roma transitioned from the Freeport School to the East Haven School. So it was mostly the same. I not only went to go train here, I went to like other schools as well, like the Monster Factory to learn other like trainers and stuff, but mainly Paradise Alley was the home base for me when I came, like when he started coming back into wrestling, so he took a break in between to training facilities. So Paradise Alley was basically the same as, you know, he just taught us the storytelling of like, of how to put a match together, you know, like I hear in the past, podcasts, and you know, even Jim Ross talk about it, like it's more than just doing spot. It's about telling the story from the beginning to the middle to the end, you know, and that's what Paul Roma teaches storytelling, and that's what Bret Hart did, storytelling. That's what Shawn Michaels did, storytelling. It's longevity in the business for one, and not only that, you want to get your fans invested, you know. So I learned all that, not only from Roma, I learned all that just from WWF or WWE at the time, or NWA or WCW. It is about the storytelling. That's the way this business is, storytelling. So that's basically what the training that he did for us. The moves, is, I don't want to say the moves are easy, because the bumps are never easy, but the hardest part of the class is storytelling, because some people don't know how to storytell. Some people don't know how to put a match together. So that's what I, that was the same similar projects to the schools that Roma put together. So that's what I can tell you about the trainings between the two schools.
Yeah, it's, we've interviewed Paul Roma before, so I had to ask. And you said Gangrel earlier. I kind of want to see that match myself. I follow his GWA streams almost daily.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad to see him. He was an underrated talent back in the day, at the era.
Oh yeah, I agree. And yeah, I like some of your influences there, Bret, Sean, and AJ. It's really, I'm really glad you're on board with NAWA. I think working the single brawl show. So Chaz, if there's any other panelists on, I'll give it back to you.
All right. I'm in it. Tony, are you still with us?
Absolutely. And if I could take a moment to interject.
Please.
You know,
that's
Marcel,
exactly what we're looking for.
Chaz, you know me from the beginning. And basically the whole vision was to bring talent that's out there, but that's never really been exposed. And I'll tell you, it takes a lot to leave me speechless. And when I seen Marcel, it was like, where has he been? Why is he not on a national platform? I mean, some of the matches he's done, both regular and hardcore and ladder matches, are iconic on the East Coast. And, you know, Marcel's a little modest, but I'll tell you, he's got it. You know, and not that many people in the business, I'll say, from when I see him, they got it. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, props off to poor Roman Mariancini and, you know, the four up at Paradise Valley, because they got some really great undeveloped talent. And, you know, Marcel is one of the first that we brought on board exclusively, you know, because I know that he's going to eventually become a, you know, major superstar. And, you know, I want him in my camp, and I got him and parlayed out with HOP. You know, I heard a lot of talk about HOP back in the days, and I'm like, yeah, okay, you're okay, you know, gimmick guys. And, you know, let me tell you something, when I saw them too, it's like, excuse my expression, but holy shit, these guys could friggin' move. It's like, you know, once that bell rings, HOP is like a totally different tag team, you know, and I, you know, want to parlay them that are coming on shortly, and for all of them that are exclusively with the NAWA, we looked for the best of the best on the independent circuit, and it doesn't mean it has to be someone that's on TNA or Impact or AEW or WWF. We're looking for those unknowns, and we want to bring the best of the unknowns and mix it with the old school, you know, traditional wrestling, but you know, guys that have the old school traditional values and the psychology, and they got it, but they just haven't had the opportunity or the connections to get to a, you know, major platform. And both, all our guests tonight, you know, Marcel and HOP, they got it. And it takes a lot to leave me speechless. And Chaz, you know that. I mean, I'm not impressed with a lot of people, but these guys have been, you know, phenomenal. I'll tell you, you know, I got to look at the play sheet, but maybe, I'm the person who always makes it happen. Maybe we'll do a Gangrel Showtime. And, you know, that's intriguing, Steve. That is intriguing to me, too. And, you know, these guys are just phenomenal. And I am honored that they are involved with the NAWA. And I'm looking forward to, you know, getting them down there and, you know, like Showtime, show his thing, man. Let the fans see it and leave them speechless and wanting more. That's what it's all about. And these guys got it. They really do.
Can I add another question to the mix?
Please, Steve. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Showtime, is there any matches that, you know, you'd recommend any new fans to check out that are either online or maybe just talk about a match that you really like that maybe isn't online?
I got a few matches on YouTube that I got the ladder match up there.
Yeah, but there you go again, Marcel. You're being modest. I'll tell you something. His ladder match that he had with a newcomer to business is so iconic. How these guys work together and the stuff that Marcel did in that match is incredible. And I'll tell you, that's probably one of the best matches I've seen of Marcel out of many, many, many. But that one particularly, to me personally, sticks out. You know, Markel, you're being a little modest here, but that ladder match was, like, phenomenal, bro. I mean, it really was.
I appreciate it. People say it was a great ladder match. I appreciate it. I really, you know, I'm a humble guy. I don't really like, I just go out there and just make sure I perform best of my ability. But people have said that the ladder match was really an instant classic. So I appreciate that. But the ladder match and a lot of other matches you can find, like just type in Marcel Williams YouTube and I got a page and all my matches up there. And you'll see everything. The ladder match with Mick Drake. I worked with Mario Mancini. And a few other talents as well.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. December 19th, the world's going to find out what Showtime is all about. And I'm not just throwing that line out there. It's the truth. So, Marcel, would you do us the honor of staying on with us while we interview our next guest?
Yeah, No, absolutely. I don't want to say enough.
All right, very good. And with that being said, I want to introduce one of the most dominant tag teams on the East Coast today. They are collectively known as the House of Pain. I'm speaking about Mr. Hakeem Ali and Mr. Nick Payne. Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
Doing good, doing good.
Doing great, man. Doing great.
I'll tell you guys, how excited are you getting? How much buzz are you getting about Jingle Brawl December 19th from the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida? How has the response been for the House of Pain?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot. There's been a lot of questions. Who are we going against? What position are we looking to be on? We're just coming to rock the place. Everybody's been asking where, when, how can we get on? How can we do this? How can we do that? All I tell them is you got to buy it on Fight TV or come and see it live and watch us do our thing.
Outstanding. Gentlemen, what I want to do right now is I want to delve a little bit more into your careers, both individually and as a tag team. So, Hakeem, I'm going to start with you. How did you get involved in professional wrestling?
Well, I started by training in Brooklyn, New York, from a professional wrestler by the name of Joel Maximo. He's part of the Spanish Announce team, tag team, that wrestled in TNA and Ring of Honor. So I started my beginnings there, trained under him.
Oh, that's great. God, I mean, it's a great pedigree. Nick, how about you? How'd you get your start?
I started out actually running my own promotion out in the Bronx. And I was trained by he's a local guy in the Bronx. His name was Happy the Clown. Got trained by him on how to bump and the basics. Started my own company. Then that company kind of like folded. So I joined Hakeem with Joel Maximo in Brooklyn, New York for Fighting Spirit Wrestling. And that's where we learned like our lucha style. And we learned, you know, how to move around the ring. For guys our size, when you see that bell ring, we move differently. And it's thanks to Joel Maximo. And then we took after we became a team, there in Fighting Spirit. And we went to Paul Roman, Paradise Alley. And he really taught us the psychology. And, you know, breaking everything down for us on what, when, where, and why. And we've been rocking and rolling ever since.
Phenomenal. Guys, how would you describe the House of Pain as a tag team? If you had to put it into a description, for the sake of the listeners that are joining us for the first time or that are from other parts of the country and have not had the privilege of seeing you two do your thing in the ring live, how would you describe the House of Pain?
I would describe the House of Pain with one word, different. When you come see us, you're going to see something different. You're not going to see the everyday flippity-flop stuff that you see from every other wrestler that's out there that does that. When we step in the ring, we bring the new and the old together, and that's what the House of Pain is about.
Yeah, it's like Tony Capone said a few minutes ago. When you see us, there's a thought that comes to your head, like, oh, here comes another set of big guys. And then that bell rings, and we start moving, and it takes you off your guard. So, I mean, we are, like Hakeem said, we are different. We are not your average tag team. We can legit do it all. We can be quick. We can be powerful. We can be gritty. We can brawl. We'll knock your teeth out, and we'll, you know, and that's how we are. We're just in your face and all about pain, pretty much.
Well, I'll tell you
Chaz,
what, I think it sounds like.
Chaz,
yes, go ahead,
I can interject for a second. You know, HOP to me, in regards to old school, you take Bam Bam Bigelow times two as a tag team, times 100 on the style of wrestling. So take Bam Bam and take it to another level. That's HOP. The stuff they do from the top rope to outside the ring and through the ropes, it leaves your mouth, your draw drop. And I'll tell you, I mean, you know, you remember back in the days, I was a big guy myself, you know, 350, almost 400 pounds. And, you know, when I first seen these guys, like, okay, you know, another gimmick characters. But like I said, man, when I saw that bell ring and they got into action, bro, I was left back like, I got to send these guys today, yesterday, you know what I'm saying? And the rest is in history. And, you know, and this is what I keep saying. We're looking for that talent out there. And outside of, you know, Marcel and HOP, by the way, on the East Coast are the Tri-State Kings. You know, they're known that for a reason. You know, the three of them together have done phenomenal, you know, six-way tags. And, you know, no one really knows what's happening at Jingle Brawl, but I can tell you that one of the other matches that will be announced will be the tag team this week, and it looks like it's going to be a fatal four-way. And I'm honored to say that HOP will be in that. So they don't even know that. This is they're hearing this for the first time. So I'd like to see their reaction later on. But they're going to be in the final for the tag team belts for the NAWA. And, you know, guys, just do what you got to do, man. Just, you know, show the fans what you got. That's what it's all about. And at the same time, you know, at the same time, man, just have fun. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to entertain and, you know, give the best of the best to the public. And, you guys are personified. You have it, guys. And I'm honored to have you guys on board with us.
Appreciate it. We're happy to be on board.
Thank you for the announcement. I'm glad to hear that. We're ready to do it, bro. We're ready to do it.
Yeah, we're going to talk in the next day or so. But, you know, I'll let the cat out of the bag, and I'm good to do that. I like that shock factor. These guys didn't know about that. But, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a fatal four-way tag, and yeah, they're going to be in the main event for the for the tag team division at Jingle Brawl.
Wow. Heard it here first on Wrestling Tonight.
Well, they got to buy them tickets now for sure.
That's right.
Most definitely. Guys, I'm going to open it up to the panel for a second. I know they're chopping at the bit to get a little bit more in detail about you all. So let me turn it over to Dr. John. Dr. John, anything you want to ask or say to the HOP?
Yes, I want to talk to HOP because I believe that I have actually interviewed them it was a couple of years ago, but I wanted to find out what was the toughest match that you guys have had up to this point. And tell us a little bit about it.
Toughest.
That's a tough question, isn't it?
That is a tough question. We've been in the ring with a lot of great tag teams.
The toughest.
Wow.
It's probably what? That means it was hard to work or just physically?
Either or both.
Either or
both.
Let me see. I'm going to go with us going against Cowboy Bob Orton and Brian Costello in Indiana. That was a good one. It makes me laugh because Cowboy didn't want to go up for a body slam, and I had to make him go up.
Yeah, the power.
Okay. Cowboy didn't have a shot. He was going up. I would definitely have to. I mean, I would agree with Kim on that one. That was definitely one of the toughest, just because those guys have been in this business for a long time, and they, you know, they know what to do and how to do it. You know, so it was an honor for us to be in the ring, stand across from them. And, you know, it's also cool to say that we got to beat up Bob Orton and Brian Costello for, you know, a few minutes. We got to, you know, kick their teeth.
Just going to watch out for that cast.
Well, that's awesome. Okay. Steve, and then you want to ask the HOP?
Yeah, was there any other tag team matches that you would recommend checking out? I saw that you have a YouTube channel and you have a match linked with Team Hispana from Paradise Alley. Is that a match you'd recommend audiences check out?
Most definitely. Versus Team Hispania. Team Hispania is a really good team. Another team that we went against was called the Zoltan. That's up there as well. They're really good. Hakim, any other ones?
That show we did in New York against the East Coast Syndicate. The Lucha show?
For sure.
That was a good match.
I mean, I would recommend everybody, like, if you're going to go check out the House of Pain, on YouTube, just type that in, The House of Payne, D-A, and Payne is P-A-Y-N-E. And you can watch any match on there. We're very proud of what we do. You know, Marcel is very modest, and we love him. But I'm not modest like that. Our matches are good. Go check out all of them. You're going to see something different each match. Each match you watch, you're going to see, like, oh, man, these dudes are crazy. So watch them all. Enjoy them all because they're great. And go watch all of Marcel's matches.
Nick,
they're great, too.
Nick, this is cool. Nick, this is Wrestling Tonight. It's not Wrestling House of Fame, my man.
I was going to say it out there. You just announced HOP was made of it.
Sounds like it's their house now, Tom, for a bit.
There we go.
You want to
hear up.
So, have you guys worked? I mean, there's several tag teams on in down south on the East Coast. Have you worked any of those guys, like the Gorilla Squad or Soul Patrol, or have you heard of any of those guys? And have you done anything in the South?
We haven't really touched that market yet, the South. We haven't really hit the South yet.
We've been to Tennessee, which is where I think where they were saying that they have spoke to us before. We did do an interview down in Tennessee for a showcase. But we worked the team from the East Coast. We didn't, you know, from the Northeast. We didn't really work anybody from the South.
From the South.
The Carolinas. The Guadalupe brothers in Florida.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Perfect. Guys, thank you so much. I kind of held this off till now, but I wanted to let you three in on a surprise. You are about to experience the ultimate in superfans. You have not met anybody like this man. Dr. John, I know he's standing in the queue. Let's introduce our guest to the man of the hour, so to speak, the one super fan that you will never forget once you meet him. You want to do the introduction, please?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from the West Coast, and now he's on the East Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, Malcolm Wildman. How are you doing, Malcolm?
Malcolm is
Don't tell me he's making us wait again.
Yeah, he's making us wait.
But,
Malcolm. Go ahead, Tony.
If I could just pull out on something that, Velo said, and you're aware of it, and I know I've spoken to Dr. John personally and also to Velvet this past week. Getting ready to pack my bags this week, and believe it or not, it is coming to fruition where I'm going down to North Carolina, and I'm going to finalize a deal in Raleigh-Durham, which will be announced probably next week, and while I'm down there. And, we're going down to Charlotte, and we're going down to Greensboro. So I've had contact with all the arenas down there, not VHF halls, which I keep saying, arenas. And I'm proud to say that this week I'm heading down south here. He's there. Is my man there?
Can I do it, Chaz? Is it okay?
It's about time you showed up. What do you think you are, the main event?
There he is.
Not a stupid cell phone.
Blame the technology, main eventer. We know how you are.
I want to say this to you guys. The newest tag team in the NAWA and Marcel Williams. I want to talk to Marcel, but I'm going to do it right now. What you going to do with my newest tag team and Marcel Williams on December 19th? Rumble, destroy, and run wild on you, brother. Ooh, yeah.
Told you guys. I told you you've never experienced anything like Malcolm Wildman. I didn't lie.
I fixed the phone call because I had to call him and put him on with me, so he's on with me.
Atta boy.
Malcolm,
we're glad to have you,
my
brother.
My man, Malcolm. How are you today, Malcolm?
Tony. When you call me on my birthday, guys, it's my 57th birthday, November 7th and 3rd. I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida. Hulk Hogan's Beach Up, Hulkamania, all around me, baby.
Malcolm, I'm jonesing for a macho man. I'm jonesing for a Tony Capone macho man. I've been waiting all week for it.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Let me have a minute.
Now lower the volume, bro.
The mega power. There'll be no Elizabeth to break him up. Yeah. You'll feel a madness when it's all around you. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll be calling you Saturday, man. I just want to reach out to you today and just wish you a happy birthday, man. And we'll be talking Saturday on your day. I'll be calling you from down south while I'm down there.
Hulk Hogan, if he's there, Tony, guys, I'm gonna explode, man, like a rocket, like a volcano.
That's my boy. Take it down a notch, Mel. Decaf, bro.
Okay. Sorry, Chad.
My eardrum.
Can I do one more for the new guys? One more?
Yes, please.
Well, when you think about the newest tag teams and Marcel Williams, the two of the baddest SOBs and champions in wrestling, the bottom line is that Stone Cold said so, brother.
Perfect.
That's one, man.
All right.
That's our guy.
All right.
You know what, guys?
He's yelling into his phone. I turned my phone down all the way, but he's yelling into his.
As we always said, Velvet, there goes the neighborhood.
Go clean the bathroom, buddy.
I did that already today. The slave driver was working me all day today. I mean, my wife. I'm sorry.
Not Amy. She's awesome.
Oh, of course she is.
Amy's perfect.
She puts up with me. You know, I think Tony touched upon something earlier this evening that that was important. I think the idea that what the NAWA is about to unleash on the world with Jingle Brawl is something that has really never been seen before. It's the embodiment of what makes professional wrestling the great sport that we love by bringing it into the modern era with the old school technique and the old school vibe. And, you know, we all are humbled and we all are very honored to be a part of this great organization. But I think it's time to get a little out there, a little over the top. Marcel, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second. Brother, I need a promo. I need a December 19th Jingle Brawl Showtime promo. Can you help me out?
Oh, man. We're going to do a promo right here, right now, huh?
Come on now. This is your chance to tell the world, baby.
Here we go. Listen up, chump suckers. Showtime Marcel Williams has arrived at NAWA at Daytona Beach, the historic Ocean Center, December 19th. It doesn't matter who it is, whether it's a Hercules Cup or it's the NAWA Championship, all the chump suckers will lay down for the count. So 1, 2, 3. Chump suckers out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Gentlemen, I know you are not going to be bashful when I ask you this. HOP, spotlight is yours, boys. Please, enlighten the world about December 19th, Jingle Brawl in Daytona Beach.
Yeah!
Well, it's been announced that the House of Pain is going for the tag team championships in a four-way tag. We don't know which team that's going to be in it, but we know that we in it, and we coming to win gold. Tell them, Nick.
NAWA, I hope you boys are ready, because on December 19th in the Ocean Center, we're going to tear the roof off the place. And like we said, we're announcing a four-way dance for the World Tag Team Championships. And guess what? I feel bad for three other teams because the House of Pain is coming to do one thing, and that's prove that we are tag team wrestling. And at the end of the night, what you're going to hear is your new NAWA tag champs, the House of Pain. Why? Because it's our house, our room.
Yeah!
Thank you. That is awesome. You know,
Thank
you.
Tony, I'll tell you what. You said something earlier that I want to just expound upon, and that's the legacy of Hercules Hernandez. I mean, the man was not only a phenomenal worker and a physical specimen like no other, but from everything that we're hearing from people that we've spoken to and people that knew him the best, I mean, Hercules was just had that intangible that made you just love the guy. I want to get a little further thought on that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Chaz, this week was an emotional week, and, you know, day by day, the inspiration behind Tony Capone, you know, is coming back, you know, from years ago. And I'll tell you, personal friend of mine, you know, sent me the other day, you know, it was actually a Polaroid we did, was changed and everything else with the NAWA shirt from back in the days. And it was just, you know, Herc himself just being Herc, you know, just like, you know, quote unquote, not in gimmick, but you could see that intensity in his face. And it just, that moment, early part of this week, just brought it all together. And it's like, yeah, I have to, you know, it was like a divine intervention. Like, yeah, I mean, he was the driving force behind the NAWA from, you know, day one. He was the person that believed in Tony Capone as a wrestler and the first WWF major superstar to take me under his wing. And I'll tell you, it was an emotional week with his family and speaking to them about what we're doing. And, you know, like I said, you know, the things he did and his promos with the NAWA and just the way he presented himself. And, you know, if we parlay a little bit into the TV programming, one thing I'll tell you now that we're working with our production crew is basically to highlight old school wrestling from back in the days. We have tons of footage that's never been out there, and that's why we're holding back on a lot of stuff. And, you know, a lot of our former brothers, you know, Jimmy Snuka, you know, Nikolai Volkov, I got stuff going back to Dominic DiNucci from back in the days, and, you know, Ravishing Rick Rude, and one of Malcolm's main guys, you know, Randy himself. I got footage of him with the NAWA, and I'll tell you, just to have all this history and what I've gone through personally in my personal life and through the business, and to be able to once again bring it to the forefront and take this, you know, business by storm again and just bring the best of the best that's ever been out there and highlighting it with some of the old talent from back in the days with new talent, like, you know, not as an insult, but these guys haven't been on, you know, major national television. So I'm saying, like, you know, unrecognizable talents that are out there. It's just really encasing everything. And, you know, if I can, I know we do shout out to the end, but I just want to take a moment just to take credit to our team. You know, Kyle Bowman, one of our writers, you know, young guy, and basically sees my vision, and he's really working hard to bring this to fruition. And, you know, once you see what we're getting together, you know, props to Kyle, and, you know, a lot of thanks behind the scenes for being another inspiration to bring the vision out there. And, yeah, I want to give a shout out to Mike Johnson from PW Insider. You know, one of the guys that believed in us back in the days, and one guy that's always held humble to, you know, the independents and all the organizations out there, you know, like a true writer, you know, not just, you know, not just the big boys, you know, I mean, he's willing to write about anybody and everybody. And, you know, he's in a class by himself, and I want to thank Mike. You know, Mike has really been a support, and we talked last night, and, you know, little debut, there's going to be another article coming out tomorrow. I mean, and, you know, Michael always had that door behind the scenes with the NAWA just because of his support over the last 30 years since he was a little, you know, young guy in the business. You know, so props to Mike. And, you know, for guys to get on board and really, you know, encompass everything that we stand for, you know, between Paul Rome and Mario Mancini, you know, Steve Tracy, Paul Perez, and Big Daddy, and everybody from the East Coast that really worked their asses off to get this done for the last 30-plus years. I mean, and to see it now after a short break to come back on a national platform, or actually international, because this is what it's going to be. There's a lot of negotiations going on behind the scenes that haven't even been done yet. And, you know, I need sometimes to take that little step back because it's just overwhelming. And just like, you know, but we're going full steam ahead. I mean, we're just like crushing whatever we have to just to get to that point. And, you know, Chaz, as we know, behind the scenes, and you'll be out in your area, you know, in 2021. And the vision of the NAWA is to be international. And people will be like, stepping up to plate and really embracing what we have to give them, and it's going to be something they've never seen before. And Jingle Ball is going to be an incredible event. Production-wise, the whole production value, you know, between cameras and the whole arena setup, it's unique. And I'd like to, for a second, just give another shout-out to a personal inspiration friend of mine who lives in Florida. And, yeah, she's a little powerhouse girl. And, you know, some of you guys know what happened to me personally. And when I was down in my depressed state, you know, I used to listen to this girl in the morning on, you know, Beyonce and CBS 2 News in New York. And her name is Raina Osbay, you know, And, you know, she was that inspiration that got me out of bed and from a wheelchair to, you know, come back, and that driving force. And, you know, she just turned 11 years old, and I'm proud to say that she's going to be singing the National Anthem live. And, you know, she's an international star. And to for her touching me and my story touching her, I am proud to say that I'm friends with her and her family on a personal level. And we speak literally a couple times a week. And I'm telling you, the whole value of Jingle Brawl, you know, you talk about WrestleMania, well, this is going to be like friggin' Mega Mania by the time we're done. I mean, it's going to be over the top by far. And, you know, these guys, we have them showcase on a international platform like we're doing with Fight, and, you know, going on to our, you know, television program starting in January, which is going to be free on Fight. You can't ask for more. You can't ask for more right now. You know, you really can't.
No, I totally agree.
This is Dr. John, and I want to say, Tony, you're giving us everything that we've ever asked for, and I wanted to say thank you on behalf of all the fans that are my friends and me. And say thank you.
No, Dr. John, no, thank you for supporting the NAWA and believing in the NAWA and in Tony Capone. I mean, this is me. This is not gimmick Tony. This is Tony from the heart. And if it wasn't for people like you, Velvet, Steve, and Granny, and my man Malcolm, and everybody else that's on board, and, you know, spreading the word, and, you know, if you remember our first podcast, you know, with Maestro, I mean, you know, I basically said I wanted that Southern, you know, acceptance, and I see it. I see it happening day by day from text messages that come in, and I respond to everybody one by one. And, you know, and I'm working something behind the scenes right now, and there's been some pictures on my storyline, and there's a former NXT major star that's coming on board, and we're finally negotiating. It'll probably be officially announced midweek. So it just gets better and better, and it's just like, you know, it scares me sometimes because it's as much work as it is, they're coming to me now, and they're asking me behind the scenes, like, hey, you know, so we're wheeling and dealing behind the scenes, you know, and myself and Robert Champion, you know, excuse me, Robert W. Champion, you know, the president of NWA, behind the scenes, you know, we just came back from Boston. We were up there for 2.5 days working on creative and certain things in the Boston, Massachusetts area, and, you know, now we're going down, you know, to the Southern District, and, you know, the first, you know, leg of the tour right now is going down to North Carolina, and we're parlaying the second trip right after Thanksgiving down to, you know, Velvet's area in South Carolina, and you guys down there, and, you know, going down to Nashville and Memphis, and, you know, just really, you know, grabbing that hardcore, you know, wrestling fans and just giving them what they want, you know, that true style. I mean, a little bit different than what's out there right now. I mean, it's taken away from the industry. What's out there right now is not what I was growing up on. It was not what I introduced back in the 80s when I started. And, you know, people are going to be like, wow, this is like, you know, it's like memories. And at the same time, yeah, we got a new style with it, with HOP, Marcel, and everybody else that's on board, you know, even, you know, in regards to Gangrel and other people involved. I mean, it's just really, you know, Cahagas. I mean, these are like the best of the best that's out there. And to have all these guys associated in one show, I don't know what else to say. I mean, can't get better than that. It really can't.
You can't be, Tony, and I tell you what, I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you. Hey. I really appreciate it. I really do.
Steve, I know you had something that you needed to say. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was going to ask a couple questions. Also, I'm glad you guys are honoring Hurt Williams, but I wanted to ask, Tony, is there any memories of Tracy Smothers? Like, do you ever work with them at any point or work any shows with them? And then I wanted to ask Marcel and HOP a question after.
No, I never had the pleasure to work with Tracy. We did know each other on a personal level through, you know, the backstages, you know, down in the Midwest and, you know, other areas of the U.S. that I worked in. But, you know, it's a shame. I mean, he's just another one on the, you know, that 10-bell, you know, that 10-bell salute that just, you know, taken away a little bit too early. You know, I mean, it's a shame. And his contribution to the business will never be forgotten. And, you know, Tracy in his own right was a class act on his own and contributed quite a bit. And, you know, we seem to forget sometimes, you know, we're enjoying quote-unquote wrestling the way it is today, but it's those, you know, if you look at it, you know, all those guys that passed away in the last 30 years plus, you know, those are the guys that made this business, you know, outside like the early days, but those are the guys that brought wrestling to the forefront. And Tracy, you know, God rest his soul, he was another one. And, you know, many thanks, Trace, and, you know, you're another one that always be on my mind and what you contributed to the business personally.
Thanks for that. And I wanted to ask either Marcel or House Pain, is there any, like, favorite memories or matches that they've worked against each other or together?
One of the recent matches we had, we just had a six-man tag together. Against a team called the Haven and another guy named Trayvon Jordan. And that was really good, our chemistry there. And I think we've only had one match against each other, correct, guys?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Ball show?
Yeah, it was
we worked the
me
Bob
and Shaquille versus Marcel and Richard Holiday.
Yeah.
No, we worked Williams like three times.
Oh, wow. I get hit in the head a lot, clearly.
We were in Massachusetts when we became the
Yeah,
we did the Holiday and on the Evolve show.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, I did it three times. The six-man tag I enjoyed recently that we did. And the tag team match with me and Holiday versus them two as well was really fun as well.
Yeah, those are my two favorites as well, for sure.
I'm going to have to go back and see if they're up on YouTube.
No, they're up there. They're up there.
Yeah, they're definitely up there. You can
cool.
catch them.
Nice. All right. I'll give it back to you or Tony. Yeah.
No,
go
I was
on,
just going to say also, yo, just Parlay and Richard Holiday, yo, MLW star, and I'm in final negotiation with him coming on board also. And we had a, you know, an agreement, and we had to just change it a little bit. But, yeah, current MLW star is going to be on, you know, if it happens this week, he'll be on, you know, Daytona on December 19th also for Jingle Brawl. So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's just like there's – you know, I can't wait for December 19th just to bring this all together. But hopefully, you know, it's not going to turn out to be a 9-hour pay-per-view event because it's leading that direction at this at this point with all the talent on the show. And you know, I'm really not turning anyone away. You know, whoever wants to come on board, you know, let's work something out and let's just, you know, my goal from day one, just let's make this happen. You know, let it happen. And you know, there's been a lot of work behind the scenes to get this to fruition. You know, I mean, just everyone behind the scenes, Kyle and, you know, even Carmine DeSpirito, everyone behind the scenes is coming out. And, you know, we did a debut recently of some of our old, it was one of my old TV programs called Wrestling Connection. It was basically like a news program, but there was a lot of action there. So you'd have to take a look at it. And there was like, you know, Billy Jack James is on that and, you know, Hurt was on that also, and Jimmy Snuka and Nikolai Volkov and some of the new talent from back in the days, you know, my co-host for years, Don Apollo, and then, you know, Huey Marks, who was out there, and he was actually Ray's manager when he won the gold for the first time in the NAWA, you know, so there's a lot of history there, but, you know, it's all coming out, and we're going to have a special video tribute to Ray Hercules this week in regards to Jingle Ball, which will be debuted, you know, certain promos that he did with us that are, you know, little tidbits that are going to be out there and just build the momentum going. But again, Chad, thank you for stepping up to the plate as a manager of the stars, manager of the champion, you know, that guy that makes it happen in regards to talent also, you know, and you've been a driving force behind me since this relaunch started.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. And you know, as I've always said, I am not bashful. December 19th at the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Moretti era is about to begin, and I'm going to tell you, the world isn't ready for it. But they better get ready. They got a short time. They better get ready because it's going to happen. Shut up. I'm not annoying. My wife says I'm annoying. She's probably right.
Yes, you're annoying, Chaz. Come on, man.
Chaz, you're the Jerry Maguire professional wrestling, man. I mean, you take guys and just, you know, make it happen that way with professional wrestling. And I can't wait to see what the Moretti Agency has to bring on board. I mean, we've talked about it behind the scenes, but I can't wait to see what your final debut is going to be. I mean,
I'm going to play that poker game real close to the best. Everybody's going to find out.
Well, I play with some of the best, so let's see what happens.
Exactly. We're at that point, Dr. John, as we always say in the business, it's time to go home. So why don't
it's
you leave that out
home?
For us, sir?
Absolutely, I will. I want to check in with everyone, see what they've got to push and promote for the next couple of weeks. Steve Logan, what have you got to say for today, tonight, tomorrow?
Well, I got my social media is Stellar Steven on Twitter and Twitch, and looking forward to next week's Wrestling Tonight, and hopefully catch the Jingle Brawl pay-per-view and fight. So those are my plugs of the week.
Well, that sounds great. Velvet, the amazing one, what have you got to promote?
I would like to promote everything at AWA. Everybody needs to check it out. Go. If you're not paying attention, then that means you're in a closet somewhere hiding. So let's get out of the closet. Let's get on board with NAWA. Let's get ready for Jingle Brawl, and then get ready for our weekly Thursday night fight TV program with the NAWA. Oh, and Chad, by the way, you like to keep things close to the vet. You know what that means to me? That means you're scared.
What?
How are you doing?
You know, I'm gonna let that one go. Malcolm, any final thoughts for tonight? If you're gonna do another promo, lower the volume. Otherwise, it comes off as
no. I did it for Marcel Williams because I heard him mention Hulk Hogan. And Marcel, I love Hulk Hogan too. And the only Marcel I ever met, Marcel, was Marcel Reese. He was number 45 for the Oakland Raiders fullback. They used to call him Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I'm sure you love that. Games.
And
so, any shout outs for the week, Malcolm?
Yeah. Saturday's my 57th birthday. I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida with red and yellow all day.
Wait a minute.
Hulkamania,
huh? Oh, well, let me be the first to say happy birthday. Guys,
let's
give Malcolm a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Malcolm.
Happy birthday, my man.
Malcolm. Yeah, I can't wait to see you, meet you guys. I'm like, when I meet a wrestler, I want to let you guys know, I'm like a 10-year-old kid. I just go nuts, man.
I'm telling you, I guess the Ocean Center is not going to be ready for you. That's for sure.
It is good that someone goes that way. And I tell you what, this is Dr. John, and all I got to say is tomorrow night on ScaryCast, we got Roswell Nation with one of the greatest authors of Roswell, New Mexico, John LeMay. And otherwise, the next week in exactly 7 days, we've got one more great Wrestling Tonight. So that's what I've got to say, and thanks to everybody for being here. Tony Compone, what have you got to say to close us out for Wrestling Tonight this week?
You know, first of all, I just want to say, you know, thank you to everybody for the support, and please continue to support the NAWA. Jingle Brawl, December 19th, Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida, live on Fight, $9.99 right now, pre-sale, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster. And look out for a new updated version of our website, NAWAWrestling.com, which will debut midweek. You know, we've had a lot of problems with our web designer, and finally, we've been working hard for the last 2 months behind the scenes, and we haven't announced it, but yeah, there's going to be a new updated version sometime this week. So with that, I can tell you this right now, next Sunday I'll be calling you, and I'll be close to all you guys. I'll be calling from, actually in Raleigh-Durham next Sunday night. So I'm looking forward to it, and getting closer to meeting you guys in person, and it'll be an honor to when I meet you all. And again, thank you, and I'm humbled for everyone and appreciative of everything that everyone's done. And, you know, special shout out to Marcel and HOP, and, you know, thank you for coming on board and being exclusive with the NAWA. And, you know, just let's go down there and make this happen. Let people be speechless when you guys are done.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. Marcel, any shout outs or any plugs that you want to give for the week?
Check me out on Instagram, Twitter at Showtime Marcel Williams. And December 19th is a big opportunity for not only me, myself, and I, but HOP. So NAWA is Marcel Williams. So stay tuned.
Ooh, we like it. Nick, Hakeem, gentlemen, the floor is yours.
You can follow us on at the House of Pain _ official on Instagram, and my personal Instagram is at TNPain19. Hakeem, you want to give your info?
You can find me on Facebook, Hakeem Ali. You can find me on Instagram as well under Hater Killer Hakeem Ali. And I'm on Twitter as well, Hakeem Ali. And
shout out wise, we want to give a shout out to you guys for having us, for signing us, and our brother Marcel Williams for always having our back as well.
And by the way, I just want to say one thing. Happy birthday to Malcolm, and I want the coffee that Malcolm drinks, because I love that coffee that he drinks.
Bless you, Marcel. And now the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Appreciate y'all, guys.
All right, guys.
And there's going to be hope. There's going to be hope at the NAWA. On December 19th, there's going to be big hope, man. How about that?
Perfect, Malcolm. I just want to give a quick shout-out to everybody that was on the program tonight. Thank you all for joining us and taking time out of your Sunday to tell our fans and educate our listeners into a little bit more of the insights into your careers and your involvement, as well as my involvement with the NAWA. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on board. Tony, thank you always for joining us. I got to give a shout out to my wife, because she's been a saint. I have been on the phone, negotiating, calling back and forth, dealing with clients, reviewing tapes. I've got the house pretty much torn up with all kinds of promotional materials. And she's just been the rock behind me that's making sure we move in the right direction. And I want to give my wife, Amy, a big shout-out for tonight. So, Amy, thank you for putting up with me. And
7 years, and this is my first shout-out. Yay.
That's right. You got a first shout-out in 7 years. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Maybe another 7 years. But anyway, guys, thank you so much again for coming on board this evening, and I look forward to wrestling tonight next week, and I definitely look forward to Jingle Brawl December 19th from the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach. Dr. John, it's all yours.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much for those kind words. Thank you to everyone that's been on with us tonight, and we'll see you next week on Wrestling Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, with more great wrestling action, and it's going to be a blast. And again, thanks to number one, Tony Capone. Have a great one, and we'll see you next week.
Take care, guys.
Good night, guys.
See you soon, man. Be safe.
Good night.
Enjoy the week, man.
Be safe.